Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Really, really great to connect with you. We have got a fabulous show. It is going to be a call-in show, and we've got a special gift to give away to all of you out there. We will give you that number in a minute. Let me ask you a question. Do you sense there's a level of better or best within you? If so, how do you think your action, impact and personal results would be different if this best of you realm was your living fact? Today's show is going to really shine the light on what it means to heal. Healing has so many different aspects of it. And very few people actually sit down and talk about it. We hear the word heal and we think, oh, somebody went to the hospital, or, you know, maybe you fell down, or maybe you have a cold, maybe you have a flu. But that's not what my very special guest, you know, renowned transphysical medium Michael Shane of the Ascension Foundation is going to talk with us about tonight. Healing with Michael Shane. That's what it's going to be about. The process of healing has many facets, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Reverend Michael Shane, spiritual visionary, teacher, and healer, will help us through all of these facets. Now, what I want to say as well is that we're going to be giving you the station call-in number in a minute, because you're going to want to get in the queue, get scheduled for a reading with Michael, but we also have a free 30-minute session to be given away during the show and a free crystal light energy healing session. Wait till you hear what these are about. So I'm going to tell everybody right now, if you call into the show, that would be one way. Many of you do not or cannot call in. What you can do is send me an instant feedback message. Just go to drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, you can ask a question under instant feedback. Put your name in there. Make sure if you want to win one of these, we get your email address or phone number. As I mentioned before, Michael is a transphysical phenomena. He is someone that has traveled to places to help others experience something pretty incredible. As a matter of fact, for those of you out there, one of the most amazing, epic radio show experiences I've ever had, and you could talk to Benny about this, was the day that Michael was in our studio doing an interview like he's going to do now, and one of the masters came forth, and what Michael delivered, he's going to tell you about. For him, maybe it's just second nature. But to have one of the masters come through and actually deliver something in the studio was something that none of us absolutely expected. And so today, we're getting ready to introduce you. If you don't know who he is, we're getting ready to introduce you to Michael. We're getting ready to look at the different facets of healing. And we're going to make some announcements about some very special events. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing? And thank you very much.
Awesome. How are you today?
I am never better. I feel wonderful. It's beautiful every day.
So, Michael, let's just take a minute without keeping everybody on the edge of their seat. Let's just take a minute and tell folks a little bit about the experience we had live in studio, Benny and I, because that was pretty shocking. And that would also explain to people what it means to be a transphysical medium.
Well, it was a shock to me, too. I really wasn't expecting it to happen, especially, you know, you're on radio. You're not really having anybody watching you other than us that were there on the show that day. And then you informed me later that I was on camera for your internet show. And so what had happened was you and I were in the middle of a discussion, and all of a sudden I started feeling this pressure and so forth in my head, and that was a familiar feeling, and I knew what was about to happen, but my ability to communicate becomes null and void. So I couldn't tell you guys what was going on, and you're looking at me like, you know, is he getting sick? You know, and what had happened was Master Jesus brought through a process called apportation through my physical body that ruby that it was a red ruby that came through, and it was to be given to someone that was from North Seattle or was in North Seattle at the time. And as you know, the lady that called in was actually from North Seattle, and she was having an issue with her heart, which was one of the messages that came through. So it was a gift that was designed for her from Jesus to develop healing within her own physical, spiritual, mental, emotional body.
And, you know, also part of that was we then later on brought her on the show as well. And there were messages that were meant for her from Master Jesus. And I want to tell everybody out there so that you know, if you want to call in and, you know, have Michael give you a message from the Masters, I'm not sure which one's going to show up today, I would love for you all to call in. We've got a toll-free number right here that I'd like to give out for you guys. That is, let me give it out, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. That is the toll-free number, so we want to make sure everybody out there is plugged in. You know, what do you make about what I said earlier, Michael, about healing? You know, you're going to take us to what the different facets are, but a lot of times we hear the word healing and we think about a doctor. And I think this is a really important show that we can, you know, talk to that addresses the differences between all of the different facets that I mentioned. So let's talk about those first. What is the difference between each facet?
Well, when you talk about mental healing and physical healing and emotional healing, spiritual healing, you can go see a doctor if, you know, if you broke your arm or you have a temperature, and they'll help you with that. And then when you're having mental issues, that's just what they call it in definition. They call it mental issues when they're connected to emotions and so forth. And that's a different kind of modality. And then you have your emotional issues that we hold on to from experiences, love life, relationship, family, a loss of somebody, having a hard time letting go of losing a loved one. And then you have that spiritual healing. Spiritual healing is basically a modality where you go into the deepest areas of an individual's physical and spiritual bodies to see any blocks or any kind of energy there that's not so conducive to the individual that I'm looking at the time. There was a organization, a couple of scientists that was testing me at the time with this, where they had me hooked up to these computers and these wires and stuff, where I was looking at a client in a chair, and I started describing this person's leukemia, and no one knew that this person had leukemia other than the individual. And he got up out of his chair and says, "I don't believe this. He's describing my leukemia." And when you work with someone on a spiritual level, you will tend to tap into the emotion, physical, and the mental, and these things become what we call healed or resolved by working at the spiritual level.
So one of the things that it's really important to really look at is, you know, at some level, getting an understanding of how we're bombarded every day with things. And then when we take a whole lifetime, Michael, I mean, it's like an accumulation, isn't it?
It is. You know, right now, especially with this 2012 feminine integration, which is a positive thing, where all of our stuff seems to be falling on top of us, like our finances, family issues, friend issues, relationship issues, issues from the past, issues that we didn't even know we had that come from what I call past lives. One of the biggest situations there is, you know, I've always believed that we really don't have a future because we repeat ourselves over and over again until we resolve our past.
Mm. I wanted to ask you about, you know, the masters. I think it's really important that we talk about this. I mean, you talked about, you know, the scientists that hook you up to machines and so forth and so on. I would imagine that some of the masters are kind of chuckling even listening to this conversation. But when we say that you channel the ascended masters, please give our listeners an idea of what that means. Now, I've seen it. And I know others have seen it. We've been to your events. I know that Wayne Dyer has seen it. But for today, this is a brand new audience. Let's tell folks about what that means.
Well, it means a lot of different things. And this is like one of those, oh my God, moments. The masters, these are beings that have gone through physical life, just as you and I did, who have gone through changes, such as Buddha, who gave up wealth, his family, his marriage, his children, his power, to go out into the world to find himself, and he found enlightenment. And he is what we would call an ascended master. We have Master Babaji, who 5,000 years ago, at the age of 19, jumped off a 1,000-foot cliff in the Himalayan mountains to prove his belief system in God and so forth, without expressing any kind of fear, and then ended up surviving the fall, so to speak, and ascended at that particular point. But the best way for me to go deeper into this is on the 25th of May, which is this Friday at 6:30, we are doing what I call a master seance where Master Katumi, very beautiful man, he has the energies of the yellow ray and the yellow flame, and he's going to be talking about one thing that's been in our lives from the moment of being interested in a mate till the present, and that is he's going to give you the map to finding true love. And so that is an event where he will communicate to the people in the room and give them a map that will be individual to each individual there that will help them find their true love. And it will be absolutely amazing. So that is one of the ways that individuals can find out what it is to speak to these beings. It's changed my life. I wouldn't even be here talking to you right now if it wasn't for them.
It is really, it is life-changing. And, you know, Michael, you're somebody that has taken this gift out into the world. And there are many, many, many skeptics out there. Probably, you know, when Benny and I did that show with you in the studio, I actually think you may have turned Benny around a little bit. What I loved about that was the fact that when that ruby came forward, and this is something for all of you to think about when we talk about a transphysical medium. Ruby came forward. Many people say, oh, well, you've had it in your mouth. And this, well, look, anybody that's ever had anything in their mouths would know that whatever comes out is going to be wet with saliva. But you're so fascinating in that, you know, whatever comes forth is dry as a bone. And, you know, the skeptics are out there. How, Michael, have you been dealing with the skeptics out in the world? Because for every skeptic, of course, there's somebody that has seen the, you know, the miraculous presence that you have, and the masters come through.
Well, boy, that's a good one. I mean, do you have time?
Yeah, we do have time tonight.
Okay.
This is one of these shows. Yeah, this is one of these good shows where we get to really talk.
Well, truthfully, when I began to do this back in the early 90s in Sacramento, California, I was given opportunities to be tested on many different levels. From the scientific community to ma and pa cattle living next door. It was a very beautiful opportunity to be able to do that. But after about 10 years of testing, I mean, I was tied, gagged, taped, probed and prodded and searched. I even had a situation where I would go into the cabinet and I would just be in my birthday suit. Of course, I was in a controlled circumstances. It wasn't like I was, you know, wandering around naked in front of everybody in the audience. But, you know, it's still kind of ludicrous. And then another person wanted me to put dye in the water that I had under the chair, because when I have the tape over my mouth, sometimes I have water in my mouth to prevent people from thinking that it's me that's talking through the seance trumpet. So after 10 years of those kinds of trainings, I kind of wore out on it, and I've only let scientists come forth to do this testing with me, because, you know, Saint Germain, who's another master teacher, says where proof is necessary, no proof will suffice. Where proof is not necessary, no proof is needed. And that's, you know, a major statement. But when I say to people, well, I'm not interested, you know, you're not going to believe it no matter what happens, they think I'm creating an excuse. So that leads me to this next story, which I think is very important because you know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
I would love for you to tell this story.
Well, for the last year now, a little less than a year, I've been going back and forth to Maui, Hawaii. And there's an interesting story in how I was led to go over there. And it was something that Saint Germain orchestrated for a series of months. While over there, the people were really excited about what they saw. But there were a few people that were skeptical of me, one of which was the person that was my promoter and the one that was doing the camera and the sound. And they were badgering me really, really bad to prove this and to prove that. And I kept telling them that they're not qualified, it isn't going to do any good, that's not what I came out here to do, and so forth. Well, I ended up going back to the mainland, and then I went back again in February, a few months ago, February 3rd. And there's an organization out there called the Temple of Peace. Well, beautiful place, loving place, just a place that you got to see if you ever go out there. The gentleman came to me. His name was Kadar. He's the minister of the Temple of Peace. Asked me if I would be willing to let him test me. Well, I got to thinking, because he was really nice when he asked me. I'm putting his credibility on stake here.
Yeah.
I'm putting him out there on the line. And he is well respected. So I'm thinking, you know what? Just to give him credibility.
Yeah.
I let him strip me down to nothing. Absolutely not one stitch of clothes on me.
Wow.
To search me, and he did. The only place that he wasn't able to search me was in my stomach. And so he had me eat two bananas. Just before I went into the cabinet, and I was chained, I was handcuffed, I was tied, and I was also taped to this chair. I couldn't move. And there's a video that's going to be coming out that you know of.
Yes, I do, and I can't wait for this.
That's going to show that. And if I was going to be regurgitating this up out of my body, the banana would be coming with it. I don't know of anybody that could swallow something and then bring it back out without having bile and fluids and, of course, the banana that you just ate. So that test was very positive. It turned out I was able to apport over 100 objects. They were all amethyst gemstones, ranging from 5 to 20 carats. Some of them are even a little bit bigger than that. And it was absolutely a beautiful event. However, the individual that was the cameraman when I was there in October and November the fall of last year still doesn't believe that it was real, and that's
yeah.
You know, that's his opinion,
right?
You know, and that's fine, and I don't let that bother me anymore. But here's the clincher. And this is the one that we're all really excited about. Wayne Dyer came to the place that I was staying and allowed me to videotape him and me while I was going to apport. Now, it was kind of embarrassing in the beginning. I was so nervous that when I took my shower, Bobby, my spirit guide, whispered in my ear, "You forgot something." And I go, "What's that?" "You forgot to use soap when you were washing your hair." and then, so I had to slick back my hair, and then Wayne shows up, and I hug him, and as I'm hugging him, I'm chewing on a piece of pineapple, and as I'm backing away, I went to go say something to him, and I spit the pineapple on his shirt. So, you know, kind of embarrassing moment to have a man of that stature. You're sitting there spitting at him, you know.
Yeah, but I would imagine that Wayne's had a few of those moments himself.
he has, and he was absolutely unscathed from it.
Yep.
So the plan was that I was going to go into the cabinet like I normally apport, close the curtain, and do the chanting, and I come out and I apport. Well, the camera lady was there. Her name was Gary. Was filming the talk beforehand, and we were in there for about 45 minutes talking. And I hadn't gone anywhere. I didn't get up to go to the bathroom. I didn't get up to go do anything. He didn't leave my sight. And I'm sitting there, and we're talking. And all of a sudden, my face starts to turn red, and you can see this on the camera. And right in front of him, without hiding behind a cabinet or in a curtain, I start to apport right in front of him spontaneously. And when you see the video, you'll see that his jaw is like kind of, wow, you know. And then I apported the last apport into his hand. I asked him, I motioned him to come over to hold his hand out. And he did. And a gemstone went into his hand from my physical body. That was completely 100% dry, from the mouth to his hand, and then that was the last apport that came through, and then Saint Germain said he had more apports to come through, but I was going to go into the cabinet, so I went into the cabinet at that point, and then came out and then apported the rest of the apports. But we apported about 7 or 8 apports spontaneously in front of him, on camera. And he was asking me some questions about, you know, he was making comments, actually, saying, well, obviously you didn't have anything in your mouth beforehand. And he was just amazed. Him being there was an absolute honor for me. But he did that for me, and we're going to be airing it here pretty soon, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, what we're talking about, for those of you, for the people that don't know what apportation is or apport, because honestly, I didn't, you know, we're talking about gemstones that come through Michael. For those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure you know we will be taking your calls on the show today. Give us a few minutes here, but if you want to get in the queue, let me give you the 800 number, and you too shall connect with Michael, and whichever Ascended Master decides to come forward to chat with you, 888-627-6008. That's toll-free if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. If you have any questions that you just want to send through our instant feedback, just go to drpatlive.com and just go ahead and send your question through. Michael, the question comes up, you know, about gemstones. And actually, I have a question here. The question goes like this: when you say gemstones, what are you talking about? Are you talking about real gems? Are they of any value? Why do the masters pick gemstones? Great question.
Yes, they pick the gemstones because they have a life force of their own.
Mm-hmm.
They serve as kind of like our hard drive in our computers.
Mm-hmm.
They store information and energies. And these energies and this information is used for healing. Way, 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 way back past the time of the Egyptian reign, even back further than that, gemstones and jewelry was not necessarily used for adornment to make you look good and show stature of wealth and so forth. And this is stuff that would be learned in the mystery schools of old, that these minerals help you with certain things. Like, for instance, if you are wearing a carnelian gemstone, that helps you with your nervous system and calms your nervous system down. But you do have to be careful because the orange energy also can make you too sensitive if you use it too much. Some would wear like a topaz or an aquamarine, which would be conducive to healing and helping your emotional storms to calm you down. If you were to wear, let's say, an emerald, which was Cleopatra's favorite gemstone, if you look at history on that, she would wear that to create enlightenment energies, feeling of oneness, feeling good about herself, and so forth. And then Master Jesus's, which is more connected to you, Dr. Pat,
yes,
is the ruby, and that helps you find financial stability. It brings financial energy your way, resolution. It's also healing of the heart, along with indigo. It's also good with blood and things like that. It's very good healing energies. So that is why the masters choose the gemstones. There are other objects, as you are aware of.
Yes, and I wanted to talk about those. Yes, let's talk about those, because there are other objects, and I just want people to understand sort of the magnitude of this and how completely unpredictable this is for you, Michael, because you don't know, neither does anybody around you. Certainly what Benny and I experienced in the studio, I think maybe Sam was with us at the time, maybe he knew, but we didn't know what was happening. So what other kinds of items might come through?
Well, first off, I still want to say that the gemstones range from lab-created to semi-precious to precious gemstones. I have apported a blue diamond that was worth $250,000, and then I just give it away to somebody because that's what the masters want me to do. That's why they bring them through, is to give them away to the individuals in the room that they're designed for. And they don't look at things relative to financial value. They
mm-hmm.
look at the property value of the object itself and what it's capable of doing to better your life. And the other things that I've apported has been coins from silver dollars, ranging back to the first silver dollar that was in print here in the United States, going back as far as Alexander the Great. I apported a a silver ingot with Alexander the Great's picture on it that dated back to the time of his rule.
Wow.
And
wow.
These objects, like minerals, are minerals as well. The gemstones are a mineral, and silver is a mineral. And they have healing properties and healing modalities. Also, when you receive these gifts, you receive a message with it as well. And that may be the only reason why you get the object. You know, if you go to a movie, you may take your popcorn bag home with you, but, you know, sooner or later you're going to forget bits and pieces of the movie.
Yeah.
But if you go home after one of these events and you've got this gemstone or this coin or a watch or a necklace or a bracelet or a ring or something, that's something tangible, and that vibration keeps the memory of what it is that you were told in the message. Now, some people forget because of they get caught in the inertia in the moment of seeing this happen, because it just mind-boggling to them. I remember when I was a little boy when I first saw it happen, I just thought it was cool. I didn't realize that it was, you know, something different. You know?
Well, you know, you're speaking with me. We're going to take a break here in a moment. But, you know, as you're speaking with me, Michael, I didn't mention this to you, but I have in front of me the ruby that came through from Master Jesus. And, you know, many people would say, well, okay, you know, Michael just mentioned 250,000. How do we know that? Well, when we come back from break, he's going to tell you. But much more important than that, we are really going to talk about healing, how Michael does this and how you might work with Michael. I mean, this is so special. I can't wait till the Wayne Dyer video comes out. I've had the privilege of viewing that and working with Michael now for several months. And I think that what I want everybody to know is, you know, I've seen it all. And I'm about as big a skeptic as you can get. But when you're standing in front of Michael, you're putting tape on his face, you're taking a Sharpie and you're making sure that he's not moving the tape, and you're filling his mouth with water. And shortly thereafter, after the masters are done saying what they say, to watch what comes through him physically in front of a crowd of people, it is breathtaking. And I am sure when you all get to see Dr. Wayne Dyer's expression on his face, you too will have something to believe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Michael Shane joining us here today. When we come back, I'm going to give you lots of information about Michael. We're going to talk about healing. You're going to find out how you can work with Michael directly, and lots more. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I've got the phenomenal Michael Shane joining me here today. Stay tuned, everybody. We will be right back.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, for more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com. For more information about Michael Shane, you can go to michaelshane.com, and it's Michael with a Y, MYCHALSHANE.com. You can also go to the AscensionFoundation.com. You're going to want to look at all the classes they've got available, things that are happening. And don't forget, you can call Michael's personal number and schedule a session with him, 1-800-508-6437. That's for Michael to set up a session for Michael, 1-800-508-6437. Michael, thank you so much for joining the show today. I mean, you know, what an incredible way to describe your gift. And, you know, I can only imagine how nervous you were in front of Wayne Dyer. I mean, we all know who Dr. Dyer is. But at some level, you knew the Masters would come through, didn't you?
I did. I knew they weren't going to let me down. They never do anyway. And I wish they would have told me to wash my hair with soap beforehand, but you know, but it was okay. It was a good day, and to be with Wayne Dyer is just amazing in itself. The man, I mean, he's a master himself.
He is. Let's talk about something that's so seriously important right now, Michael, and that is healing. You know, much of the work that you do, if not all of it, is around learning the spiritual lessons of love, light, healing, ascension, and much more. And I want to talk a little bit about the healing work that you do, the work that you do with people, you know, that are in front of you, and the remote work you do with folks. So let's just go through some of these different facets we mentioned. Can you do you have to heal all of the facets, or can you heal one? For example, you know, if we're talking about mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, how do you even know what to address, Michael?
Well, the mental is from what I can see with the energies that I see in the body, mm-hmm. is more of a chemical scenario. It seems like the chemicals within the body seem to be off balance. And then when I see a physical, that's obvious. You know, you have a bruise or a cut or a broken bone or a problem with a liver or whatever. And then the emotion is where you're totally emotional. You know, crying all the time for no reason. At least you perceive there's no reason to it. But when you look at it on a spiritual level, you tend to tap in to the emotion, physical, and mental altogether. So I work on, when I know someone's having some emotional issues, I work on the spiritual side of it, and it seems to heal it a lot faster because then you're bypassing their emotional quandary. And then when you're looking at their mental, when you see the chemicals flowing off kilter or out of balance, the chemistry in the body, which happens when the moon goes full, it creates some kind of magnetical connection to the physical body as well, and it causes us to go out of whack, which is probably where the legend of werewolves come from. With, you know, we go crazy in a full moon, but there may be an element of truth to it at some level. But when I'm working with someone doing my what I call crystal light energy healing, and by the way, I'm offering over $400 worth of a special of deductions in the price of what I normally charge up through June 15th of this year to come in and have 3 crystal light energy healings and 1 regression with me. And I've been doing these for almost a month now with people, and it's been absolutely amazing how this has been working. So I thought I'd throw that in there.
Mm.
And you can call and make an appointment at our 800 number, 800-508-6437, 800-508-6437. It's a beautiful opportunity to get to see these connections that we have to the residue that we hold on to, the anger, guilt, fear, and sadness. And you were asking, can you resolve one of these things and the rest of it be healed?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. If you had 16 lifetimes where you had a negative experience of loss, let's say, you can look at one incident and resolve all of those issues in one swoop. If you feel lonely and you're always creating loneliness around you, or insecurity, or anger, fear, guilt, sadness, or whatever experience it is, you can look at one of those experiences, maybe two, and you can get rid of all of them. So you don't have to go in spending 10 years going through all of the different lifetimes that you've had resolving issues. You can do it with one or two lifetime appearances.
So, Michael, this is a time of what some people call great disturbances, and yet a time of great consciousness on the planet. What happens when we don't heal ourselves, or we don't get help in the healing process? You know, what happens to us? And how is it you work with people? You know, what kinds of things will they experience?
Well, if you don't go into a mode of resolution to the things that are blocking you in your physical life, which also connects to your spiritual life, there's a stagnant pond of no motion or no movement. There's no energy. It's life, but there's no energy to it. And to live out one's life in that energy is a waste. But there is free will. If you choose not to resolve these issues, then you come back into another lifetime and you make another decision. Are you going to do it or you're not? Mm-hmm. But if you are willing to do it, it isn't going to be easy. You have to go back and face these fears and the anxieties and experiences and look at them on a spiritual level. And I can sit there and describe all kinds of issues that you may have, but that's meaningless. It's when you feel the feelings and the emotions to it is what gives it the validity. And if that's what your body is showing you that's going to help you feel better and to resolve these issues, then merely that's really all you have to do to accept it. It's like the Dr. Brian Weiss book, Many Lives, Many Masters, which explains this process too. And then there's the other process, the crystal light energy healing, which is a healing that modality that I was taught by Master Buddha on an etherical level, and it took about a year. And it's where I take crystals, oils, Tibetan bowls, and other kinds of energy modality of working with the body, removing energies from people called residue. That brings up the deeper stuff so I can take them into the regression and get it out of there. And what does this mean to individuals? Everything. It's like standing next to God knowing everything is going to be okay. That no matter what you do in your life, no matter where you go, who you're with, what's happening in the world, like for instance today the economy is having some problems.
Yeah.
But you still feel okay.
Mm.
You feel confident. You feel ready to deal with whatever it is that the universe deems that you need to deal with. And you can move forward. And I'm not alone. Everybody out there has something.
Mm. You know, Michael, one of the things that many people that have been in your presence and have seen some of the events that you do, we really get the love that comes from you. And honestly, I'm sure that's what Dr. Wayne Dyer received as well. What is it like to be you, Michael?
Well, that's like asking, what is it like to be you?
Well, go ahead and ask me that question, and I'll tell you today, it's sometimes you have to ask, will the real Dr. Pat please stand up?
The interesting thing about being me is I'm not always me.
Right.
As people that are around me more on a personal basis, you worked with Brenda.
Yes.
We met, and as she got to know me, she gets this clue that, wait a minute, well, who am I talking to right now, Or, because the masters tell me that I'm like 70% out of my body and 30% in. And some would say it's even less than that. My wife, when we're sitting at the dinner table, she looks at me and says, who am I having dinner with? She finally realized that sometimes it's not me. Okay, but I gotta say, it's amazing being me. I believe that. I don't want to sound egotistical about the whole thing, but it's wonderful. I have these beings of light that come and speak with me every day, telling me things that help me get through my life, telling me things that I can pass on to others that helps them get through their lives. And I get to meet all these wonderful people throughout the world. I mean, the differences in people is so beautiful. There's no description. There's no way to even to describe it at all. I mean, I got to meet you, and it's amazing. I mean, you're an amazing individual. The people I've met in Maui, amazing. I mean, beauty all the time. They're so caring. And I've been in Mexico. I've been in Canada. I've been all over the place. And I wouldn't have been any of these places if it hadn't been for the Masters. And I don't, and I, in the beginning, I used to get caught with what I'm able to do. But the humbling part of it is, without the Masters, without God, this isn't, I can't do this.
Mm.
I mean, I could do a reading, you know, without the help of the Masters and stuff. But a reading telling someone whether or not they're going to get a job, or if they're going to get to keep their house, I mean, that helps. But that's not, you know, that's different. I'm talking about getting in there, getting to know someone, seeing their energy, being one with their pain, being one with their happiness, their dreams, their hopes, and their disappointments, and reorganizing and rebalancing those things to where we can just move on in our life and finally, for once, feel free, what free really means.
Mm. You know, I love talking with you, Michael. I specifically have been looking forward to having today's conversation, this show in particular, because this is a show that is very special to me that I do. And I do it very differently, I think, as you could tell by now. And, you know, part of that is to honor my guests, to honor you and the people, your team, and what you have been willing to say yes to. I want to ask a question for the Masters. There's a lot going on in the world. You mentioned the economy, the fluctuation in the Dow Jones today, down and up and sideways and whatever. You know, many, many, many things, an election year, people without their jobs, people looking to find what their calling is. The question I would like to ask you, what do the Masters want to say to the folks listening to the show about well-being, about their lives, about the world? You know, what is it the Masters say that we are called to do or be?
Simply to believe.
Mm.
Believe in yourself, believe in hope, believe in God, believe, just simply believe, and the rest will follow.
That's a very powerful message, isn't it, Michael? You know,
It is.
It's a powerful message because, you know, all of us, I mean, as immersed as you are and as immersed as I am, you know, I've noticed how really quickly and easily doubt and fear can creep into our day. But that simple yet difficult challenge, shall I say, by the Masters is really the key, isn't it? Because with belief, there is no separation, is there?
That is correct.
Hmm. What is your vision for yourself, Michael? You know, what is your vision for your work? I know that pretty soon we are going to be featuring the video we mentioned during the show. That's going to be very exciting. For you, what's your vision? Where do you see yourself taking this gift and taking your healing energy? What can we look forward to here?
Well, I'm looking to take it worldwide. I'm going to be working on a book to explain a little bit more about me and what I do with the Masters, or what they do with me, I guess is probably more the correct way of putting it, and what they're going to do and help all of us with. I want to share this information throughout the world. I want to get people to see that they can actually have these same abilities and communications with the Masters on their own, and that there is a oneness that's there. I'm also in the vibration of sharing different cultures to get everybody to realize that there are no enemies, that the only enemy is yourself, and that we can love ourselves, and when loving ourselves, is to love others and live in this world in a very peaceful manner, sharing our heart and our mind and our soul and our spirit to our brothers and sisters that we live here on this earth together, to realize that it isn't necessary to be in darkness, that it is, that there is hope, and that you can believe, as Master Jesus told me, in the whole process of life. And life begins with God. It goes with God. And even though it never ends, but I'll say it ends with God. It's right there with God, and that God is within inside of every single one of us. And therefore, there's the belief that hope is possible. And we get to know everybody that comes into our life and not treat them to the level of their importance to you, because they're just as important as anybody else. My gift is a wonderful gift, but my gift isn't any better than anybody else's. It's everyone has something to offer. Everybody is empowerment of being one with the source, one with themselves, and one with everybody as a whole in a beautiful light that will shine beyond the cosmos for infinite amount of time in our existence, which will always be there for us to access.
Mm.
And that's what I want to share. I want to get out there, and I say I want, but it's not a want or a need. It is something that is and will be, no matter what, because that's the plan. And if it doesn't happen or it takes a long time to happen, it'll be because of my cause and creation, not anyone else's. And because I know that, I know that I don't need to create anything to block me from moving forward. I have wonderful people that are working with me right now, beautiful people that have given their heart and their soul, not to me, but to the belief in the Masters, in God, and that this whole thing is really, really, really beyond important. And without them, I'd be lost. The Masters, the people that are working with me, and the people that I work with. It's a beautiful wheel that continues to go back and forth, just like a mandala, the infinite motion of infinity.
Wow. Michael, thank you so much for what a very special show this has been. I want to make sure everyone out there has Michael's website. I want to give you two websites. You can visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane, S-H-A-N-E.com. Or you can go to theascensionfoundation.com. For those of you that are listening to this show either live or rebroadcast, there's a 1-800 number that you can call to set up your very special appointment with Michael, 1-800-508-6437. Thank you, Michael, for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome. And we were talking a little bit about the apportations.
Yes.
I do have an event this Saturday on the 26th. And you can find more about it at 800-508-6437 at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm going to be attempting to bring through apports, gifts. And these are healing gifts from the angelic realm and the elemental realm to be given to some of the or all of the people that partake in the event that day.
I love it. Michael Shane, everyone. And thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. It's great, great, great to be part of this amazing venue. Remember, if you've missed any part of this or any of the other interviews we've done, especially the one in the studio where that very special Ruby came forward, go to drpatlive.com. We'll see you next time, everyone.
You're stepping down your soapboxes, way too high overgrown. See the ground. or touch the sky, your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday.